This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Bradley Dean. We're back in the saddle in the state of Minnesota. We just got back from Michigan doing an invitation-only leadership meeting. And the good part about this, friends, is they're actually doers of the word, not hearers only deceiving themselves. They're actually a part of the culture war. And then we went from there. That was 1,100 miles. So I drove that. And then we had to go through Chicago and then go around the big lake, you know, kind of like reaching around your backside to scratch your elbow, right? But with that said, after we were down there, then we immediately shot over to Wisconsin. We were in Marshfield doing the 2019 Wisconsin News Ministry Expo. And I got to tell you, friends, it was refreshing. There are preachers out there doing the stuff. And it's interesting to note, friends, there's a guy by the name of Dan Fisher there. He is the Black Robe Regiment. He was also a representative in the state of Oklahoma. So he's a doer of the word again, not a hearer only deceiving himself. With that said, his program was outstanding. I mean, it was just outstanding. History about Black Robe Regiment. I mean, he was like, and hopefully we're going to get him on the radio here soon enough, but interestingly enough, it was like watching a little boy during his presentation having the time of his life. He literally memorized everything for 45 minutes, his whole program. And again, it was outstanding, and it was on the history of the Black Robe Regiment, detailing the earmarks and the characteristics of those that went before us, friends. And you want to talk about some heroic brothers from another mother and mothers, it was the Black Robe Regiment, because without the Black Robe Regiment, we would not be here today. And it's also interesting to note that they operate the way that they operated back then, and the spirit that they operated is nothing you see through the mainstream Christian media, in any sense of the word, completely opposite every step of the way. And Scripture says that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. That's exactly what the Black Robe Regiment was. And what we see today is a bunch of portrayers of a bar Jesus, a different Jesus. The most part, the American people in this country have in their mind's eye a picture of an effeminate pansy walking around in pink booties, smacking sheep on the backside, telling the world that everything is okay, when in fact the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2, Acts 2:38, and the list goes on. Boy, oh boy, I understand why we have our freedoms, but boy, oh boy, understanding who gave it to us and why we're losing them today, in contrast, it makes perfect sense, because it's a different spirit every step of the way. With that said, we were expecting a couple thousand people. I don't know numbers were, but the fact of the matter is it's nice reaching a lot of people. And again, with that said, it was also nice to meet many of you that came out to see us in the flesh, per se, and taking the time from what you're doing and coming out and saying hello to us. It was just outstanding. We had one particular friend of mine, who is a friend of mine now, who had driven from, I believe he took the day off of work. I'm not sure about that, but I'm pretty sure he is. He drove a couple hours. He took the day off from the policeman that he is in his particular area, took the day off, gathered him and his wife, and they drove all the way over, and the guy just stood in front of my booth, and I'm talking to people, and I'm turning around, and I'm seeing this guy with this real soft countenance, just a sweetheart of a guy, and I turned around, and I said, are you so-and-so? And he said, yes, and that guy truly made my day. And so it is outstanding. Payday for Bradley Dean is being out there from behind the microphone and being a part of the answer to bring to the American people. And it's always the same response. I wish I would have brought more people. I wish I would have brought more people. Very inspirational. I was blown away. It was like somebody turned the lights on. Folks, this all the work of the Holy Ghost through Bradley Dean, where men find their faith not in the wisdom of Bradley Dean, but in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost given unto us by Jesus Christ, the risen Son of God, who sits at the right hand of the Father. Blessed be his name forevermore, and I mean that. I'm not a religious guy. I am a Christian, and I serve the captain of my salvation, and his name is Jesus Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, again, the man of war. So with that said, we got back home yesterday, and we're again back in the saddle, as I said, from the get-go, and we're now getting caught up. Next week, we're going to be gone again. We're going to be in Florida. We're going to be doing some high schools, some middle schools. And every month, we're somewhere different. This month, it's been, well, we're going to be three or four different places, seeking and saving that which is lost. Because, again, that is our mandate. That is the command that the Lord gave unto those that love him. They'll respond to it favorably because they understand that we're not to, as Jesus said, wait 4 months before the harvest comes. No, we're to pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth the laborers into the field. And you want to talk, church? You want to talk about an opportunity to get out there where you see others leave off duty? That gives you more opportunity. Where you see that they're weak, be all the more stronger in the grace of Christ. 2 Corinthians 12. Where you see them just kind of flippantly dealing with life in so many different ways as they serve themselves, be all the more resolute in what God has called you to do, because the opportunities, my friend, are there. There's probably not a greater time in American history where, again, the opportunities have been on a vast scale of what do we do? There's so much to do. It's amazing to me.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-4142. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-4142 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-4142 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. What we're going to be doing here is I'm going to play some audio for you in just a couple of minutes of kids that were required to wear Muslim garb in their public school in the United States of America. Of course, you're not going to hear about this through the mainstream media because they're the ones that are doing their best, working along hand in glove with corrupt politicians to destroy your country and hand it over to those that mean to conquer you. That's just the fact, friends. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it from the very top to the very bottom. But again, this is the hand of God and perfect judgment. Now, with that said, Muslim infiltration into public education. If you thought that the UN International Baccalaureate, the federal No Child Left Unindoctrinated, where they teach kids to shoot for the floor rather than for the stars, you know, because they want to equalize the playing field, right? That's communism. And Federal Common Core, which is created by a bunch of bureaucrats, not educators, through the educational schemes, you might want to take a look a little bit deeper than what you may have in the past. Because in the light of the attacks on and after September 11th, 2001, you would think that the current administration would use a little prudence if they were sincerely concerned about a radical Muslim threat. Now, I want to go back one administration, then I'll take it to the present because it's advanced. It hasn't been stopped. Okay? When Obama took his office, his oath of office, he instead defied America in numerous ways. We all know this. He violated the Constitution. He transgressed it. That means he gave you the finger over 1,180 times. And now he's been given permission to attack your president, right? This is nothing but circus of politics, just so you know. But Obama also gave $1.5 billion to the Muslim-led Egypt in foreign aid shortly after the Muslim Brotherhood declared war on the United States, which has now been infiltrated by an organization called CARE, as well, friends. He has also offered them 16 F-16s and 200 military tanks, and the list goes on, okay? Talking about the last administration. Now, most people think, well, that was bad. Well, consider the source again, because it was Obama that said this is no longer a Christian nation, and I don't personally care what the devil says. You know, the Bible says the devils tremble and believe, and he knows all the well that God is. But he just doesn't realize that he is daring the justice of God, and sooner or later, I prefer sooner than later, he's going to face his king. And he's going to bow his knee, and he's going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, along with all of his little devil minions. Just period. That's what's going to fly. Read Hebrews 9:27 when you get a moment. What's interesting here, Muslim indoctrination into public schools, what's interesting is in recent years, American public schools have been indoctrinated with the Muslim religion, okay? Studies have shown over 500 historical errors in public school textbooks giving an Islamic slant to our youth. By the way, this is important for you to know, there are attorneys across the United States that when you find errors in public school textbooks, by law, you need to understand that you can take it to the state and they have to correct themselves in a certain amount of time, because if they don't, then they are fined and penalized for the length that it takes them to fix it. There are attorneys across the United States that will help you, they will aid you in doing this if you find historical errors. And I'm talking about Muslim indoctrination, yes I am, but the point is any folks err in public textbooks. But what we're finding, going back to the point here, is that American public schools have been and are being indoctrinated with the Muslim religion. They're giving an Islamic slant to our youth. America, read Leviticus 26, verse 15, 16, and 17 when you get a moment. The Lord said, I will appoint terror in judgment. The Lord said that. We also know, if you take that to the natural concerning James Madison, he said that if tyranny, the fourth president of the United States of America, also known as the father of our Constitution, he said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. You know, that might put a chill up those that think that they're in control in this earth. God said he would appoint terror through judgment, right? And that he would use evil and wicked men to do so. If you look through Scripture, you'll find that the evil and wicked men that God uses to either chastise or judge his nations are dealt with much more harshly in the very end. Okay? That's just a warning to all of us, because we're all in this together, okay? Muslim indoctrination into public schools is just this. Your kids in this country, little by little, are becoming subject to the following teachings and practices. Here we go. Learning to become a Muslim, fasting for Ramadan in public schools, learning the five pillars of Islam, memorizing verses of the Quran, adopting a Muslim name, and staging a jihad, a war against non-Muslims. Now, what I want you to hear is, because I'm going to play some audio here for you, does it not raise flags that you have a Linda Sarsour, terror-tied Linda Sarsour, Rashida Tlaib, who wears a Palestinian flag during her victory speech in Michigan, and then we have Ilhan Omar, who's being promoted by none other than the media. Does it not put flags up, America, that every single thing, and Cortez is a part of this too, she's a good little socialist, she's being used, so is Ilhan Omar, so is Rashida Tlaib, and so is Linda Sarsour. They're playing a dangerous, dangerous game. But the fact of the matter is, isn't it interesting how the media is just all over everything that these women do? They promote them concerning every step that they take, every time they open their ignorant mouths. It's right there to cast into your teeth as to what's taking place. People might want to know, and they're asking themselves the question, why are these women in Congress in the first place? Why are they put in representative positions in the first place in American government when they know, Americans know, that these people are not here to assimilate? Because everybody knows that. People need to take a look at the McCarran Security Act. Okay? They don't have a lawful standing here. Okay? Now, I'm going to bring something to the light for you. This is Ilhan Omar. I want you to listen to what she says here concerning the class that she took in college. Okay? And I also want you to listen to the fact that she praises none other than, well, I'll let her say that for you. Go ahead and play that, Judah.
I remember when I was in college, I took a terrorism class. And
is that a such thing?
Yeah, there was.
She took a terrorism class.
There was a class.
Ilhan Omar.
You love it.
No, we learned the ideology of.
I'm glad you do that.
And so it was the thing that was interesting in the class was every time the professor said Al-Qaeda, he sort of like his shoulders went up and, you know.
Yeah, he's in command here.
Al-Qaeda, you know, has to.
He's an expert.
And it was, you know.
What's his name? What if his name on the
air? We are not saying his name.
Okay, so that's the joke of the day, but the joke is on you, America, okay?
In the 1980s, cartoonist Alison Bechdel observed a frustrating trend in pop culture.
Most of the
films only had a single female character.
But I also want
you
to understand
were multiple women in a film,
that we just recently had another Muslim in North Dakota threaten the lives of three people. She was threatening to slice them up with a knife. And here comes the media
in
immediately, instantaneously,
the character's fate
to stand in defense.
Sometimes it's extremely obvious how a character is feeling.
Period.
But oftentimes the reaction becomes
the
much more meaningful
that
when we see the performance within the context
11.
Of the shots that come before
they're
and after.
And abetting those
for example, in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Cameron's blank expression is ambiguous.
Dakota,
but as the shots continue to get closer
said,
and closer,
I feel that I am
the audience
targeted.
Can infer that Cameron might be feeling insignificant and overwhelmed with his place in life. This idea forms the basis
being
of the Kula Shop
she
effect,
said I'm being
which is named after
my
Lev
race
Kula Shop, a Soviet filmmaker from the
are
early 1900s.
Getting to the point yet, America, where
as
you're sick and tired of being browbeaten?
Kula Shop edited
these people
a short film
aren't the
that
victims.
Primarily used a close-up
the
of a man's face with a neutral expression.
These are the people
he then
intercut
the face
life,
with various objects
smack your
and showed it to an audience.
Your hair, and
when the man looked at the face,
the
audience thought he was hungry.
When
he looked at the dead child, they thought he was sad. And when he look at the woman,
they
thought he was overcome with lust. However, in all three
instances,
the shot of the man's face was exactly the same. Here's Hitchcock doing his own version of Kula Shop's experiment.
Now we have a close-up.
Well, let me ask you something. Belgium just became a Muslim state.
Now we cut back.
Is it a game for them
smiled.
Anymore? Nope. Now they understand
now
what it was all about. What about Sweden?
Now we cut back.
I just seen it the other day, friends, in Germany, where women...
Here's Hitchcock doing his own version of Kula Shop's experiment.
They sold out
now we have a close up.
After they came up
with
a belt that a woman wraps
now
around
we cut
her waist.
Back.
There's a key
and
on it.
Smiled.
It locks so she cannot be raped.
Now what is
and then
he
when
a
she's assailed a by a Muslim
man.
In Germany, she
now
pulls a string and then a loud whistle goes off to warn the people around that she needs help.
Oh,
because
man.
The Muslims attacking
what,
to rape, to rape her.
Kulishov's experiment proves that a sequence of images conveys more meaning than a single
teach
shot.
And indoctrinate
therefore,
your kids,
when building a film's
Muslim
narrative, editors must consider how the audience will connect multiple images together
you do
in their
things,
mind.
You're asking
this
for
is Academy
trouble.
Award-winning
right
editor Walter Murch.
My job as an editor is to gently prod
check
the
your
attention
Google
of the audience
search results lately.
To look at
search results are usually the first impression.
I do that by manipulating how
your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation
example,
Defender. What the internet says about you can have
a
big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true.
Just like
fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Even higher when the family hiding underneath the floorboards is revealed. Similarly, an object of cross-linking can increase based on how a scene is edited. By choosing to use inserts, an editor is deliberately calling our attention to an object, giving it more importance.
A status hearing for a
in the conversation, Gene Hackman examines a bathroom where a crime took place.
In the courtroom.
He meticulously searches the room,
ordered a recess,
but we keep
after
heading back to the toilet until finally its significance is revealed. When an audience is invested in a film, they are constantly making these connections and are able to understand the story and predict what might happen next. However, if an editor understands what an audience is expecting, they can also find ways to surprise them. Towards the end of The Silence of the Lambs, we see a SWAT team storming outside of a house as Buffalo Bill deals with his prisoner in the basement. We see the task force ring the doorbell and then hear the bell ring in Buffalo Bill's house. It would be natural for the audience to assume that these two characters are about to collide.
Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off.
Good afternoon.
Get $1 per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off.
This moment is a great twist when the audience realizes that these two scenes are actually not going to converge as they originally expected.
Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today.
Visit LumberLiquidators.com. Within a film are happening chronologically. And it can be a powerful reveal when it becomes apparent that a movie's narrative is being told out of order. Arrival does this in a particularly fascinating way, but it involves talking about the ending. If you haven't seen the film yet, skip ahead about it. Initially, it's structured. Follow the story. Following editing techniques may seem complicated. While these editing techniques in the film was very carefully calculated. While these editing techniques may seem complicated, at its core, editing is simply choosing the best sequence of images to achieve the desired response from the audience.
Do you have a family?
And all modern editors
would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you?
Viewers,
if you answered yes, you probably
possible.
Need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Also, jump over to our Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. Folks, we got some videos that have gone viral. Do check them out. With that said, you can also jump over to the phone lines, 1-866-582-9933. I got so much information, folks. I highly doubt I'm going to get there. But if you call in and you want to add to, please do. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. We're talking about Muslim infiltration into public schools, and I'm giving kind of an overview as to other things that are taking place. On March, this was actually just written today, North Dakota, adding to this conversation, North Dakota, Somali woman charged with terrorizing plays the victim card. Yes, right on the heels of the sodomite communities. How many times do I remember the first time I said this about 15 years ago. Oh, Bradley, what do you know? I don't know. I'm just being continuously lambasted by the state-controlled media, the CIA-controlled media, And I told you years ago, through experience, that the homosexuals are being used by the Muslims because they're the new political battering ram to upend your sovereignty. It's exactly what's happening. Now what are all the conservatives talking about? Hey, Bradley, did you know that the homosexuals are being used by the Muslims because they're methodically following line upon line, precept upon precept, because they're the new political battering ram? Yeah, hey, dude, where'd you hear that from, man? Well, did you just wake up to this revelation? It goes back to advocating which God condemns. And when you do that, it's not a good place to put yourself. For even the smallest jot or tittle concerning transgressions against God's moral law, there is going to be a just recompense. It rains on the just and the unjust, friends. Nobody gets out of spiritual law, nor should we want to if we're righteous in Christ. Valley News Live, that initially reported on the arrest of a new American, Haho Hamad, for threatening to use a large knife to terrorize people in her apartment complex parking lot. Hamed, 26, followed up by calling the station and saying, among other things, in a lengthy interview, "I've already been convicted in public. They already see me as the guilty Muslim terrorist that needs to be sent back to her country that doesn't belong here," she said. Well, what's interesting to know, friends, is she has an extensive criminal record. Okay, this isn't the first time she's done it. Again, woman accused of terrorizing says she's been targeted due to her race and religion. The day after the report came out that a Grand Forks woman was arrested for making a terroristic threat, she called Valley News Live claiming that she's innocent. In an exclusive interview that was more than 20 minutes long, Hamed, 26, shared her side of the story in an incident that landed her in jail. See, folks, they're not used to this. They're not used to the law being enforced. Neither are corrupt politicians. Hamed was arrested for threatening to cut three people up with a knife. What's her response? "I feel like I'm a Muslim woman who's being attacked because I'm a Muslim woman living in Grand Forks." Hey, friends, I got a question for you. Since when did the law protect the guilty? That's called using the law against the law. The law comes in to condemn the crime. These people, because of the ignorance of the people in this country, have been taught how to use that law against the law. If you know your law, then condemn the crime, because they don't have a right to break the law. Period. The reporter said throughout our interview, Hamed maintained her innocence. She also took issue with critical comments she's been receiving on Facebook. No, friends, what's happening is people are awakening to what's going on, and they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Okay? She said, "I turned myself in because I know I didn't commit the crime. I'm innocent, and I know I can prove it," Hamed said. Now, according to the Grand Forks Police Department, one of the victims feared for her life because Hamed is known to climb onto balconies at her apartment complex. Now, despite her claim that she's been targeted because of her race and religion, we obtained court documents showing a lengthy criminal history. And this is what you never hear in the mainstream news, that needs to give your enemies all that they need to conquer who we are. Again, we're under the judgments of God. Our sin is before God. This is the fruit of a disobedient nation. Okay, that they're here in the first place. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. Also read Leviticus 26, starting in 15, and finish out the whole chapter. Yes, there's mercy to those that repent. Okay, there is mercy to those that repent. Now, going back to Muslim infiltration into public education, just to kind of bring this together little by little and to begin to dovetail all of this, why are they teaching kids how to become Muslims in public schools, knowing the doctrine? I'm just asking the questions. I mean, I can go off on this again, but I'm not. I'll give you one. Quran, chapter 2, verse 191. And they slay them wherever you come upon them and expel them from where they have been expelled. Persecution is more grievous than slain, but fight them not by the holy mosque until they should fight you there. Then if they shall fight you, slay them. Such is the recompense of unbelievers. I got a whole list of scriptures, as they call them, in the Quran. Why are they teaching this in public schools? Fasting for Ramadan? Learning the five pillars of Islam? Memorizing verses of the Quran in public schools, America? Adopting a Muslim name? Staging a jihad? Warring against non-Muslims? Let me ask you the question. Why are your representatives alluring these people into the United States of America? Oh, Bradley, that's just not the case. Nope, you don't know what you're talking about. Did you know that since September 11th, the number of mosques in the United States have jumped 74%? Folks, you're being lied to on a 24/7 basis by your politicians and media because they're trying to hand over your government to the UN fully. They want to boldfacedly do this. They want to do it in the light of day. And they're doing it for the most part. Did you also know that since September 11th, and then going fast forward to 2011, there was a total of 2,106 mosques. And there are now, as compared to, okay, so there's 2,106 mosques today, as where in 2000 there was 1,209. So as of 2016, that was 3 years ago, there are as many as 3,000 mosques in America with a total number of 3.3 million Muslims residing in this country. Okay. Isn't it interesting that John Guandoli, former agent for the FBI, said that Muslim mosques are equated to military bases in the United States of America? Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said the mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers. Why are they teaching this to kids in America, friends? Matter of fact, I want you to hear this. This is some audio of a school in the United States of America, where all the girls dressed up in Muslim garb, and just to prove the point that it is happening in the United States of America, you might want to put two and two together now concerning your favorite politicians and ask them why this hasn't been stopped. And as a matter of fact, why don't you ask them the question, why has this increased since Barack Hussein Obama? Since he's been gone under the brand new administration. Because again, friends, I'm here to tell you, the only thing I can do is warn you, I can do nothing else. Listen to this. A more safe and a respectful environment. By the way, it's Yasin is this girl's name that led it up in her class. And I want to tell you why it's happening in public schools, because these kids have been taught to be leaders, to be doers of what they believe in. Just to show you, America, take it how you want to take it. I love America enough to say it. Just to show you how pathetic that you have become. Muslims teaching kids in their public school classes to dress just like them, to show everyone how respectful and tolerant we are, to bring about, to nurture a safe environment, she said. This is happening, by the way, in a high school called Vernon Hills High School. Okay? What state that may be in, I'm not quite sure. I didn't dig in that far because this is going across the boards. But again, why is this happening, America? You're the responsible party. I asked the question. You know, Quran chapter 9, verse 30 says, Christians and Jews are perverted. God assail them how they are perverted. Oh my goodness. Why is this happening in public schools? I'm going to come back and show you how the ACLU is actually helping them destroy the America that you know. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back. Thanks.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Bradley Dean here with you. I just wanted to let you know, friends, that we had just played some audio during the last segment of a bunch of girls in Vernon Hills High School, a Muslim-led course, I guess, in a public school classroom where all the girls dressed up like that of a Muslim from the very top of their head to the very bottom of their feet. And I'm asking you the question as to why is this happening in your country? I thought the Muslims were the terrorists in America. I thought they were the ones that dropped the buildings. I thought they were a part of the problem. Now, truth be told, friends, they're doing what they're doing here in America is because what you allowed politicians to do to their prospective countries. That's the truth. That's why you're called the Great Satan, because the world looks at you as the light, but yet you allow corrupt politicians to attack their country so they can steal away their oil, for the most part, or drugs, for the most part. Why do we have Muslim infiltration into public schools? Why in the colleges, friends?
Why do we have Ilhan Omar, who took a terrorism course in college, praising Al-Qaeda? Why is the media giving her all the attention that she needs? Why did Rolling Stone put her on the front page of their magazine? Because they're CIA-controlled. They're disrupting. This is what they do. Okay? They want to bring about change. They can bring about this continuous warfare that no nation can endure. Because you don't deal with corruption in the CIA, this is why it happens. Because you don't deal with corruption in the FBI, this is why it happens. And what are those two branches besides unconstitutional agencies, friends? Well, that happened because you allowed corrupt politicians to create that which they're now using to defend big business and big corporations. Okay? Well, they attack the little guy. Now, you've been taught just the exact opposite through Hollywood, who's being used to demoralize you. Why? So corrupt politicians can have control over you. Namely, who's behind all of this? Well, the destroyer of our souls. Because people are just willfully shutting their eyes. These people, again, friends, they have their eyes shut on purpose. They don't want to see the truth. They could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. They think that they're playing games. And they're not playing games. What they're doing is doing what you're letting them get away with. And I'll tell you what, friends, it's daring the justice of God, and that's why we're getting a response today. Why is Rashida Tlaib on the front page? Going back to Ilhan Omar, why is she on the front page of Time magazine? Why are they promoting these people, friends? Why are they handing your country over to these people? Why do these women in the United States of America, all the well, knowing that they're terror-tied, why is the media promoting everything that they do? Because they're assaulting you. This is a communist tactic, friends. They're continuously leading the opposition as they control the opposition. And what is it? They're browbeating people into submission one way or another. Either submit or you're going to die. That's what they want you to believe. Okay? And in many cases, that's exactly what they've done. Why is Linda Sarsour, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib, why do you have, what, 80 or 90 new Muslims in office in the United States? Why do they have in New York, friends, Muslim judges swearing in on the Quran? Because the American people do nothing. That's why. Your sin is finding you out. There's, folks, it comes back to the same thing. Numbers 32:23, your sin is finding you out. I'm reading some of these Quran scriptures. It's interesting, friends, because they're teaching this in public schools in the United States of America, which is the greatest demographic for the church, but they refuse to go in because they want to believe the ACLU that told them there's lines between church and state, but they can't find it when you ask them where it's at. They just revert back to what? The communist organization, the American Civil Liberties Union. Roger Baldwin said the end of the ACLU is communism. They don't have a lawful standing, friends. Hey, folks, you get an honest constitutional judge in front of me, he's going to tell you exactly what I'm telling you. He's going to tell you exactly what I'm telling you right now. They don't have a legal standing. CARE doesn't have a legal standing. Planned Parenthood doesn't have a legal standing. They're here because the American people tolerate these people. Listen to this. Going back to this for the sake of time, last segment. Quran 47, verse 4. So when you meet those who disbelieve in battle, strike their necks until when you have inflicted slaughter upon them, then secure their bonds. Here's another one, Quran 22, verse 19. But those who disbelieved will have cut out for the garments of fire, poured upon their heads will be scalding water. My goodness, friends. And you're letting these... You're letting these people teach your students in this country? Vernon Hills in Illinois, it just happens to be the first state that actually legalized, as they call it, it's not legal, sodomy. Well, again, how did this happen? The ACLU, the American Muslim Council, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, which is not there. By the way, the founders of the United for Separation of Church and State will not get on the radio with me. Of course not. Moving forward, and the Clinton administration joined together to create an environment that opened the door to Muslim teachings while attacking anyone who speaks of the Christian religion in public schools. Why? Because it exposes them for who they are. Hey,
sense. What you're seeing today is you see some courts backing the Muslim agenda when, for example, a school in California is teaching their students a three-week course that essentially requires them to become a Muslim for that period of time, just like in Vernon Hills, Illinois. I remember when I was doing Bakersfield Tea Party in California, a mother came up to me and said, look at they're teaching my kid. I said, well, what do you get your kid in a public school for? Going forward, a representative from the American Muslim, American Muslim Council, the AMC, Abdul Rahman Alamoudi, today serves a 23-year prison sentence for being one of the top fundraisers of Al-Qaeda and the United States of America. Why is Rashida Tlaib and why is Ilhan Omar doing fundraisers for CARE, the Thai-terror group in the United States of America? Do you see what you're giving yourselves over to, friends? In addition, there are over 225 Muslim schools in the United States of America and around about 50,000 children who are being taught to, and I quote Brigitte Gabrielle with Act for America, foster an environment of hate, loathing, and resentment towards you, America, Christians, Jews, Shiites, and the such. Man, you know what? I say to the church in America, quit sending people across the sea to the mission fields. Why don't you preach right in your own backyard? They're coming in droves. As a matter of fact, the influx of Muslims coming in from the Middle East has doubled under Donald Trump. Look to the State Department for the stats. You know, people are just so simple, friends. I want to give you an example of this, and I'll do it really quick. This morning, I've been gone for a while. We've been on the road doing what we're doing. And I posted a picture of William Barr, Donald Trump's handpicked attorney general. And I said, congratulations. I said, Mr. Anti-Gunner himself. I said, your America, your attorney general picked by yours truly, Mr. Donald Trump. I said, this is why America is in trouble. Americans will not pay attention to the details. So sure enough, I get some fool, brainwashed fool, to say to me, can you just calm down, folks, and let the man handle one thing at a time? Jeesh! He's been fought against since he entered into office. Well, that's interesting because Barack Hussein Obama was fought against, too, from the very beginning of his criminal administration, because criminal it is. And I said he did what he wanted to do from the very first day. As a matter of fact, 5 weeks before he even became the said president of the United States of America. It's interesting to note, friends, that, you know, he said he was going to fundamentally transform America. And the first day in office, there he goes. His attack took off. Not just one, not just 100, but all the way up to 1,000 and 180. You deserve what you get, America. This is not the spirit of Americans to sit back and watch this kind of stuff happen. 225 Muslim schools in the United States, around 50,000 children who are being taught to foster an environment of hate against you, loathing against you, and resentment towards Western culture. By the way, yeah, that's a different story. I'm just going to pass on that. We even have Muslim infiltration into the universities. Why is this happening? In a nation that was founded on Christian principles, whose students were nurtured in a biblical worldview, could it be that Christians, patriots became apathetic, yep, went to sleep and allowed this radical agenda to creep in unnoticed by the public at large? And you know what's funny about this, friends, to them, is that the American people just stand back and act like this is all harmless. Did you need me to read more of some of their scriptures for you? Because I can. The fact of the matter is, friends, you need to wake up because the battle is now in your country in full force. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Love you by what we do. Please consider supporting. It's been a different year, let me tell you, and we need the support. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.